Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Y'all need to shut up about Reed Sheppard. We got bigger problems than if Reed Sheppard's going to come to Kentucky. Y'all are dumb. I'm sorry. That's stupid.
Oh, one of my all-time coldest takes right there. The days of the take, I was more concerned about DJ Wagner than I was Reed Sheppard. Boy, how wrong was I in that case, as Reed Sheppard goes number three in the draft and DJ Wagner is with Cal in Fayetteville. So there we go. 437-960 UPS Jobs text line. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 1057. I'm live in the Liquor Barn Studios. Joining me today, fabulous Phil Baker. You've got a white and blue polo on. It says Valhalla Golf Club.
You like that?
Yeah, you look like Ryan Lemon ready to hit the links. That's
well done by you. I
mean, thank you.
Does KSR have a putt-putt course on the back of their parking lot or something? No. I'm the king of the golf polos this time of year. I mean,
yes.
Somebody leaves. John Salzman always brings in these. It's like he's turning in his playbook. Jason Anderson, who's probably leaving now.
Yeah, yeah. We talked yesterday.
He did this on his last show. Andy, not as much, but Jason, it was at the end of Hard Knocks, when you're cut. He brought in, eight polos and just left them on the bar table.
Whoever wants them can have them.
So, there were some where Salzman had, a couple. And then we were the charity cases. Nick Velvetto got, seven of them.
Nice!
And then I was like, oh, I like that one. I'm going to tell you. So, it's from the one 10 years ago, not the most recent one.
But I'm not going to know that. My untrained eye won't recognize that. By the way, Zach Cantrell today on the ones and the twos. Zach, good job cutting that Calipari McAfee sound. It had the exact reaction I wanted from Anna Trullo when she heard John Calipari say, "I get to hire my son," which she melted
what
down.
What a great flex that was.
Yeah. She was not happy with that. Her face became red.
Really? I would have never guessed.
Yeah, she was not
Anna.
Not happy about that, but we have a loaded show today. The Blitz, 4 p.m., Ty Spalding, Cam Drummond, and Zach Osterman is back as Khalil Ware was drafted last night in the first round, and then I got to get into him with this Hoosier hysteria stuff that just dominated the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. Something I never thought would happen. I texted Jack Grossman, our good friend Jackie Boy, last night. Said I did 45 minutes on Hoosier hysterics, and he loved that. He absolutely loved it.
Oh, as he should. And it warmed my heart yesterday when you all were discussing this, and you said I listened to this so you all didn't have to.
Yes.
And Tanner's like, yeah, I wasn't going to cut that even if you told me. And I'm like, what? That's the boot camp that they got. They gotta listen through the smut sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they
sometimes
do.
Sometimes you gotta listen through the smut, even if you don't think it's this. But then there's a little sports radio fairy godmothers, and they have their wands.
Yes, right, Patino doesn't have a wand.
Right when you think
Calipari.
Calipari,
he doesn't have
a magic wand.
He doesn't have a magic wand. He's not a magician.
He looked like the Tales of the Crypt guy that came out of his coffin yesterday on his interview with Pat McAfee.
He looked
awful.
The Crypt Keeper. He did look terrible. He didn't look awful in the draft, though.
Oh, God.
He looked great.
Him and Woody, and you had Scott Drew.
Dan Hurley.
I mean, just flexing.
Shining.
Just
absolutely shining.
But it warmed my heart. Sometimes, whenever you're doing the army crawl, like a tough mutter that I'm sure Zachy C's done multiple when at Four Docks, you're
you're crawling through it. You're like, which, where, how can I turn content into this, some things? And then the sports radio fairy godmother says, here's some pixie dust.
Yeah, sprinkle some pixie dust.
And that and that is the treat that you were given today.
Yes. Oh, no, I got there's all kinds of treats. Nick Valvano, state your business. Damn. You're hijacking my show. This is a drive time sports talk. That's my, those are my reads. What are you doing? These are all mine. Like for like, yeah, I promise. I was doing a bit, but like, those are actually my papers.
Something for Dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Yes. Is that it?
Sorry, that's it. I'm sorry.
So it's okay. We were talking about the fairy godmother of the sports radio stuff. Nick Valvano just super kicked her.
Yes, yeah, he did super kicked her. Yeah, super. I was getting ready to go on my Patino takes, and he just came in shuffling.
Sorry,
these are private documents, Nick. Do you understand what that means? These are classified docs. FBI, stay away.
I apologize. All right. Resetting the show.
Okay, reset the show.
2-1 Magic pixie dust.
All right, so Rick Pitino. We're in the middle. I told you and Andrew Bosch, our sales guy, who's sitting in the back. I come and I visit you guys, a little chit-chat. And I said, it's June 27th, and manna from heaven just dropped in our laps. Just absolutely dropped in our laps. We're wandering in the desert of summer radio, the way Moses and the Israelites were trying to find the promised land after they were freed from the evil Egyptian Pharaoh. And the Lord said, if you're hungry, here's manna, and it's sustaining food that they were able to eat on their way to the promised land as they wandered 40 years in the desert. And we're wandering through sports, summer sports radio, and Rick Pitino, the man himself, goes on, and there's so many tentacles here, Phil. So many tentacles. He goes on KSR not to talk to Matt Bames, which I found that as funny as anything that came out of his mouth about NIL. Okay, so let's start here. Matt Bames, he's traipsing across the planet. He's vacationing in Europe. He's in South America. He's taking in soccer games, and who knows what else he's doing.
Has he tweeted anything since?
No.
Okay.
Zach and I checked.
Off the grid. Okay.
Zach and I checked.
That's what I thought,
because I was like, we'll check and see if he's caught wind of the firestorm that's created by a Big Cat and PFT commenter today on Part of My Take / KSR, and it'll probably be his highest rated show, his most downloaded show, and he had no part of it. So I know he's seething somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I don't know.
Betty Bang!
He may be on an Incan temple. I don't know what he's doing. He may be traipsing through the jungle. I don't know.
He's checking his phone though.
You better believe it.
Rick Pitino goes up. You got to look at the analytics.
Exactly.
You're looking at the streaming numbers.
The bumps. Yes.
What's STD doing? How quickly is the podcast going up?
Exactly.
Like, he's got to check. I'm glad we're in alignment with
him. Yeah. So he knows what's going on. It was a firestorm, and Pitino goes on and just drops gold right in my lap, Phil. He just dropped a bag of gold right in my lap, a sack of gold, if you will. And out of all the things he said, and he said a lot, here's the best part. Quote, well, I actually cut a check to the football program because I'm a casual friend of Mark Stoops and Eddie Grand, and I cut a check to the football program. But I would definitely cut a check if Mark Pope needs me for anything, no matter what, except for my firstborn, Michael. He could have it. He's giving money to Stoops. Old Brom's out here dropping recruits left and right. The 63rd ranked class in the country. And old Pitino said, here's Stoops. Here's a check. Here's a check signed by me. Don't forget to endorse it, big dog. And what happens after that, Phil? What, the icing on the cake? Kentucky gets a 4-star top 150 edge rusher. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, Pitino.
Are you good?
I'm great.
Okay, so
I'm great.
Here's a couple things. You're making it a Louisville angle. That, and I understand that.
It should be. Louisville fans are losing their minds.
What about St. John's? with the place that he's at. Give, I know he can't directly give NIL directly to him, but come on, give it to a friend of a friend and your billionaire friend that
exactly.
owns Body Armor. Give that to him and get these players. Like, I would be furious if I was a St. John's fan.
Absolutely, and all the Louisville fans that bought St. John's gear.
That's another tentacle.
Yes,
this.
And all the Louisville fans that bought St. John's gear, you returning it? What are you going to do? You need to wear that proudly? Since Patino's at St. John's, I'm a fan of the Red Storm now.
Now Rummage, I thought had a very good approach. I was curious to see how Rummage would handle this. Because
he's one of my top three.
Okay,
yes.
So I was curious because that is like the ultimate predicament. Like, what?
Yeah.
He's got St. John's gear.
Yes.
I think he had the Greece national team gear as well.
Did he really?
I want to say he had something loosely that he may have got off AliExpress or a DHgate. But
damn right.
He said, and I was curious because Maben I could see doing this. Not so much Steve. And I liked his approach of this. He said, somebody needs to get in Patino's ear. Like, somebody needs to get, like, a Louisville person needs to get in his ear. It's like before the damage is, like, permanently done. And I'm like, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I think it's to the point, like, you got Luke and Peyton and Russ that are
sure.
always going to be.
They're
going
to love Patino no matter what.
Right. But now I think it's an interesting dynamic of the overall situation. Everything that's transpired, I know our buddy Jeff Leitze went in and did his video. And
yeah.
we were talking with him in the back, too. He said something along the lines of, like, he's moved on, man. Like,
yeah.
And all these Louisville fans that are still clamoring for the good times. You know, this is the ultimate conundrum that, like, you want to latch on to. And I'm curious to hear, Double, I think he's going to be in Vegas tomorrow, so I don't even know if he's doing the show.
Damn right.
I know he was
shining.
In Vegas this morning, but I'm curious his approach to this. I know he roots for people,
yeah.
not teams.
He went and saw him.
Yeah.
He went and saw him when they played Butler. He was up there with Andy Sweeney. I believe Coop was there. Cooper Hassan was up there, and they, like, were taking pictures together, cheering on Rick Pitino as he beat Thad Mata in that big game at Butler. But no, you're exactly right. How do the Louisville fans that were still clinging on to the dust that Patino had left behind. How did they react to this?
And when you take it a step further, like the dynamic that you said with him going on with now, you know, it being Matt Jones, it's interesting because he went on with the Part of My Take guys, I guess, in the middle of the season when they were up there playing, DePaul, because
yeah,
I think
yeah,
they did
yeah,
the
yeah.
Chicago studios
yes.
up there. So they have an interesting relationship. I love Big Cat. But
me
it
too.
It was hilarious to hear those guys, like when they initially had him on, of all the jokes they've cracked on him, like the 15 seconds
oh, yeah.
and things like
well,
that.
Remember, they went to his press conference when he talked about the FBI.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that they were kind of like, you know, we've had some fun with you in the past. And Patino's the king, the absolute king of answering the question, but avoiding the question all the same.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He is the king
he
of that.
He and Calipari are 1A, 1B.
And it is just wild to me that they got him on. Like,
yeah.
Especially knowing that it was going to be on KSR, too.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's another funny thing is KSR, I mean, he, you know, I'm not saying anything that nobody else, you know, doesn't know here. He hates Matt Jones. He hates him. I mean, there's, you know, we were talking to some people that know of the situation, but you know, Matt Jones going and being in the courtroom for the 15 second stuff and having Katina Powell on and all of these things, you know, him being on KSR is an absolute haymaker.
I'm curious because I guess there's some mutual friends, especially with the Body Armor relationship that
yeah.
they have with Barstool. If they didn't convey it to him, it's like, hey, you're going on with the Part of My Take guys.
Right, that he didn't realize he was going on Matt's show.
That's the only thing that I can
it's
think
a great
of.
Thing. That's a great thought by you.
That's the only thing I could think of because it's, you know, you got the kid gloves component. And I say that in the best way. I, again, love their podcast. So it's
yeah.
not like I take a shot. But, like, it's a friendly confine
yes.
if you're going on with Big Cat and PMT. So it's funny to just see all that unfold and just all the tentacles that came out because I was talking to Zach EC in the back, and this isn't necessarily a slight at him, but he's like, everything he says is calculated. And I disagree. I think
yeah.
Patino just goes and just like, he's just like, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. Like, Mike Morrow's the best three-point shooter I've ever seen.
Right.
Hyperbole, and nobody thinks anything of it.
This is
and
the best team I've had since 1996.
And everybody
yeah.
picks it apart and latches onto it.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh, I just, you know, kind of checked our Fred Barks. It could be, you know, $500. It could be $1,000. But everybody's taking it in their mind. It's something. And the way everything ended with Patino here, he's not giving it to Louisville.
No, he's not giving it to Danny Brown.
Wild to me.
Well, and what's also funny about all of this is I sit there, now think about the years, Phil, of Patino at Louisville and the disdain and hurt feelings. And Patino has a quote about that. I'll read here in just a minute. The hurt feelings and everything that went into Patino going to the most bitter of rivals, you know, to the University of Louisville, and all the Louisville fans lecturing Kentucky fans over the years. You know, why do you have to be mad at Patino? Why are you mad at him? All the great things he did at your university, you should just let it go. Just let it go. Isn't it good for the state that Patino's at Louisville? And now, are y'all going to let this go? Now that the shoe's on the other foot, Patino has flipped back to Kentucky 1,000%. Y'all just gonna let it go now? Let bygones be bygones. Just forget, forgive and forget. Grace, gratitude. Let's start there. Are we now? So am I had to lecture Louisville fans? Y'all just let it go.
Oh, you have
just
been,
let it go.
You have been waiting. You have been waiting for just an inch of this. Like say
oh,
that
yeah.
for the mixtape Zofaro. But you have been waiting for something like
lying
this
in the weeds.
He still has his tat.
He still has his tattoo. Is he going to get it removed? I mean, is there going to be a documentary of like? Remember how they used to do those tattoo shows? You had what was her name? Kat Von D. You remember her?
No.
So Discovery Channel had like it's like Miami Ink and stuff like that. You don't remember those shows? Yeah,
I remember the one in Vegas. Yeah.
Okay, there's a Vegas one. There's a couple like spinoffs from Miami Ink, and they should resurrect that show, but just do the opposite. Have people getting their tattoos removed? Like I think there actually maybe a show like My Terrible Tattoo. I'm sure there is. There's so much trash on TV, but anyway, they should do an episode where Patino goes in and gets his left shoulder Louisville 2013 championship tattoo removed, like lasered off, which is supposed to actually be more painful than the tattoo. I'll never know because I don't have any tattoos.
Well, I mean, you're lifting up your shirt right now and you're showing me your barbed wire tattoo, right? All right,
it's a tribal tattoo like Pat Kelsey.
He got asked about that today.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
What was his answer?
You know who asked him? Guess.
Bozich.
Close.
Not Crawford.
Close.
Man, so it's a Big J journalist? Griever? Who?
Sully.
Oh, how did I miss Sully? Damn!
And it was funny because it was a two-parter.
Yeah.
And when he goes like, oh, and the tat question. I think the first part of the question was like, hey, are you spread too thin with all, you know, the new landscape of college athletics? And then he was about to go into the next one, and then you just hear Sully interject. It was like, oh, and the tat question.
Yes! How did he answer? What did he say?
You're going to hate this.
Oh,
you're,
I know I am.
I don't. God, it's probably not cut. Okay.
No, it's not, because so, Nick's back there working on that.
So basically, it was. And Rummage just texted me too. He's listening. And basically, he's challenging you. Says all great things he has done, like the probation and national embarrassment. Yeah, totally the same. Is the time U of L and UK are not the same. Yeah, so I'm agreement with it.
I mean, a 2013 championship, I mean, y'all going to give that up? Does people get to take that to St. John's with them now? The way some Kentucky fans are like, Calipari, you take that 2012 championship and get out of here. Y'all going to give that up? And Russ Smith and Luke Hancock and all the other things. Y'all had him on the video board last year for Russ Smith and y'all cried. I knew people that had tears in their eyes. They confessed it to me that Patino was on the big board at the Yum Center. No, it was Chris Mack. It was when Chris Mack was here and they put Patino on and everybody, Chris Mack was in the back pouting because Patino was on. Oh yeah, what about all that? I don't want to hear it, Steve.
So okay, you've put me in a tizzy because I'm trying to find the quote. So Sully basically he got it. You're gonna hate this. He said he got it late in life. I thought this was like something he got
late in life.
Yeah, you're gonna hate this.
Oh boy.
Basically, he said he challenged the team. It was similar to Patino.
Okay.
If you were able, I think he said if you won the conference, he would get like something on his arm.
Okay.
If you make it to the Sweet 16, I believe he was gonna get a full sleeve.
Oh my gosh. If you win the conference in our bum, not Power 5, little baby conference, I'll get a tribal tattoo. And then I'll steal all of your shoes. That's this guy. I mean, Phil, this guy.
He's
the worst.
You're focusing on that. I love that Tim Sullivan asked that question. That's
Big J journalism,
right,
baby. That's the Big J journalism.
So, yeah, there is so many red. And Sofro says he has the Rummage sound if we.
Oh, wanted, okay, good. Perfect.
Because I think Rummage did a really good job of, like, somebody needs to get in his ear.
No, Rummage is right.
And just say, like, hey, you're removed now. There's a lot of people that still hold you in high, high regard here.
Sure.
It felt like it was a.
I mean, sabotage. I mean, the Bevin board and all that. There's a lot. There's still contingency of that.
Yeah.
And I'll entertain some of those things, even though earlier on I wasn't entertaining as much of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more and more he does little things like this, boy, it's going to be tough for a lot of these people that defended him to still defend him.
Yeah, and then he says the following, too. He added, quote, "I absolutely love Mark Pope, and I would do anything for his program. I always call the University of Kentucky Camelot for me. I never had a bad year, never had a bad day. They treated me like a king. They treated me with great respect. Obviously, I didn't get treated great while I was at Louisville, but sitting back on it and examining it today, I totally understand why. So I'm very, very fond of the University of Kentucky, rooting for football. I sent the baseball coach a text wishing him good luck. So I'm very bullish on Mark and the football program. Hope they do great." The Stoop stuff is the best part. Are we in agreement there? The Stoop stuff is the best
well,
part.
Well, you sent me that photo that I'm surprised no one has photoshopped you on that group yet.
Andy, get to work.
Andy will get the work here today. But yeah. It's entertaining to me because I know they have some mutual friends in terms of the sports agency world and whatnot. But he is just, man, yeah, that's an interesting dynamic to be of just like the relationship that has formed between Stoops and Rick Pitino.
It's something I never expected. Because they seem like very different people.
Yeah.
I mean, very different people.
Petito's at, you know, the high-end diner. The restaurants where it's like five-star. And I feel like I could see, like, Mark Stoops at Logan's Steakhouse.
Yeah, Denny's. Yeah. I mean, his favorite hangout is Ruby's, but Pitino's, like, above Ruby's even. Like, Pitino's, like, his fine dining is not... like my fine, like to me, like Ruby's is fine dining. If I go to, like, I go to Ruby's once or twice a year.
Did you get chicken fingers?
Hell like no! I'm getting that steak and that popcorn.
Pitino's not getting chicken fingers.
He's
sirloin.
He's getting damn right. He's getting that. He's getting that tomahawk steak. That's what he's getting. That tomahawk steak.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. But Pitino, like he's even above Ruby's. Like the restaurants that Pitino goes to, they would look at me and tell me to go home. They said, "Get in your little minivan and get the hell out of here with your hey dudes on your feet." You understand what I'm saying? Like he's swimming in different waters than Mark Stoops. And you're exactly right. Mark Stoops, like when Tino takes a group out, I've got the check. I've got the check, fellas.
Mark Stoops is getting alligator arms. Crocodile.
Exactly.
He's like, big dog, you got this one, right?
Yeah, exactly. How are we splitting this up? Okay. Excuse me, waitress, can we split this up? These two are together.
The fake reach for the check. You beat me. Oh, no.
Or you see the waitress coming with your check. I got to go to the bathroom.
I left my wallet in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's Mark Stoops. And Pitino's like, he's got the black credit card. The one with the unlimited credit line on it, and he's throwing down the table. I got this, fellas. Don't worry about it, Luke. Don't worry about it, Peyton. I'll pick up this check. Look, and it's all lobster and champagne.
And Ennis tweeted it out, and all this time, when everybody was searching for the mole that was giving stuff the bad joke.
Yes.
Could have been right.
That's
the Ennis tweet I saw out there. I saw an Ennis tweet that he said he's the mole.
Speaking of tweets,
okay,
we've got to read some tweets. Okay, you ready to read some tweets?
Okay. After Jeff Lightsey put out that video, I know that was going to catch some stuff.
And I love Jeff, so I made a business decision. I said, you know what? I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play and rip our guy Jeff apart because Jeff's a great guy, good friend. But anyway, here we go. This is from Ethan Moore. He retweeted Lightsey's. If you want to listen to Lightsey's video, by all means, please do at JLightsey7 on Twitter or X. Anyway, Ethan Moore, who another man I love, save that, Justin, retweeted Lightsey and says, "Big facts. Pitino's constant groveling to BBN after all the nasty things they said about him is super gross and lame." So that comes from Ethan Moore. Here's another great one. Phil, I have a lot of these.
Look, please. I haven't been on Twitter too much today. So
Coffee took he posted a picture, says, "Pitino is just bitter that we took back Portini's." And it's Pat Kelsey in a hoodie at Portini's. Rick Pitino's not wearing a hoodie to Portini's. He's not. He's wearing a suit. So Point Patino. Next one.
Boy,
here.
This flip, I got to go through the Dropbox and just find sound of you just absolutely killing Patino. You
I don't
win
know what
you're
talking about.
You win today.
Those sounds don't exist, Phil. What do you mean? This is from Real Newsman Doug Prophet. Okay, little Doug Prophet. I love the Kentucky fans. They are special. I totally get it now why they were bitter toward me for going to the University of Louisville. He gets it. Okay, this is from Louisville Sports Live, which is probably Ethan Moore again.
Oh, it's a favorite game. Here, I'll tell you who it is.
Okay, tell me if it's Taylor. His catering to BBN is pathetic.
Yeah, that's Ethan.
That's Ethan. Oh, yeah, it's 100% Ethan.
That's Ethan. He's on the beach. That's 100%.
And then our good friend Chris Hatfield, who runs the Hatfield Discord, he tweeted the following, which is may be my favorite one, because this was the angriest one. Louisville fans wearing St. John's shirts to support a guy that financially supported the football coach who has beaten Louisville 5 straight times is funny AF, by the way.
What a day. You put yourself. Look, I mean, who's had a better day than you, other than the Pardon My Take guys and Matt Jones, who's probably feeling a little bit bad that he didn't get Rick on.
Yeah.
I would put you as the bronze medalist, though, today.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to sit back and all the terrible, asinine things you've probably said over the years about Rick
100%.
Pitino, you can just kick your feet up and just say, welcome back, hon. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Rick. I tweeted at him. I said, when you show up, I should have said blue carpet, but I said red carpet. I said, when you show back up to Rupp Arena next season, you will have the red carpet rolled out and a pair of golden slippers waiting for you. That's what I told Rick Pitino. I hoped he would have liked it or quote tweeted it or at least said, thanks, Big Rig, something. He didn't respond back. I understand he's probably not running his own Twitter account, but I would have liked a little bit of thanks from Rick, but it's okay. Look, Pitino knows now. Patino, his life has come full circle. He's coaching in New York, which he always loved to do. That's his home. He gets to do that at a place in St. John's, a Catholic university. We know how Patino always has a priest on the bench. We know how he loves his Catholicism. He's kissed the hand of the Pope, as he said many, many times. He's doing that. And he gets to now bury the hatchet with Camelot. And he's riding into the sunset with the best of both worlds. He's got New York on lockdown, and he's back in the good graces of Lexington. How about that, Phil? Alan Cutler is shedding a tear today.
Well, and look, I think when you turn the page on the Rick Pitino story here, just with everybody that held him in high regards, got him to, like, at the Poon.
The Poon! Vinny Goodtimes!
He sent a message. I think Double D may have been there with Vinny Goodtimes and sent a message to all the players that were up there for the anniversary.
Yeah.
Look, it's just, he needs somebody in his ear. He just needs somebody. It's like, you're doing this here to this fan base that has been through a lot. I understand the people, and he's admittedly said as much.
Yes.
Look, the people that fired me are no longer there. Like, so he doesn't hold the university in bad regard, but when he says things like this,
oh yeah,
I mean, look, you understand that. I mean, you lived through it.
Yeah,
you lived through it when he called it Camelot, and now he's happy at Louisville. This is what comes with it when you say things like this
sure.
to a fan base that is crazy.
Yes,
and they've been through a lot, and now
they're on edge anyway.
Oh, exactly.
They're always on edge because of what's happened the last few years under Chris Mack and Kenny Payne.
And it's the very reason why, again, not a sexy name at the time, where it's like you just need a blank canvas and have no tentacles to any, you know, former Chrome player or former Pitino guy. Like, you need a clean slate.
Yes.
And this is the reason why.
Yeah. And no, I mean, Pat Kelsey, and, you know, again, we'll see, as that's what I keep talking about. You know, he and Pope are very similar in the way they talk and some of the cringy things they do. But when they get on the court and they actually coach, then we'll see. And, you know, Pat Kelsey needs to do so much as far as just soothing the emotions and the anger and the vitriol that Louisville basketball fans have had the way things have gone. I mean, Phil, it's been damn near 10 years, man.
So I want to read this. Our buddy, and you used to comment in his comment sections, Mike Rutherford put this on Card Chronicle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read a little blurb from the latest post that he put up there. I predicted all the way back in the fall of 2017 that Patino would mend fences with those in Lexington before he came to peace with what happened to him at Louisville. But this feels a bit excessive. Let's put aside the simple fact that the men's basketball coach at a power conference program donated money to athletic teams at another Power 5 program. Is it in itself a weird thing to do? But being so willing to forgive Kentucky for its overall attitude toward him from 2001 to 2017 is wild. Now, this is it. I mean, look, I don't think I'm putting anything out there. I mean, Mike's pretty close with the Petito.
He is. So, he wrote the foreword to his, he like wrote a book, like 100 Things to Do in Louisville or something like that. Petino wrote the foreword to it.
God, that's right. That's a good pull.
You like that? Yeah.
I want you to go to Carmichael's and get it made out there. Round Daddy.
Can I get Rutherford to sign this?
What transpired while Petino was at Louisville wasn't just standard rivalry stuff. This was a fan base that was reveled in every embarrassing detail to the Karen Cypher saga, essentially went through a virtual parade every time a shameful off-the-court story became national news, and the proprietor of the radio program, Patino, appeared on Thursday morning, even went to every single day of the Cypher trial to gleefully go through the humiliating details of the Patino sexual encounter in general public.
No, he's right.
My junior prom was there. May have aligned with the same timeline around that.
So I'm wondering what?
Yeah, I mean the poor cheaties. I think it was like our sophomore like Witter Forble.
That's where y'all went to eat.
Yeah.
Really?
Rick wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Okay.
Could have lined up.
Man, y'all were going to Porcini's?
I mean, look, I had a gift card. Trust me, I was getting breadsticks.
I was like, man, y'all living it up. We were going to like Tumbleweed.
So he puts a bow on that, but it's all good, apparently. I understand that Rick is still pissed at Louisville and the red and black wounds are still far more fresh than the blue and white ones, but come on, man. This feels like 6 or 7 bridges too far. It does, however, make it easier to turn the heaviest of pages and focus on more squarely on Pat Kelsey and everything that's up next for Cardinal basketball.
Boy, you get to focus on Pat Kelsey now. Stinking wow!
But,
all right, let's read. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that right there is why I think someone needs to get in his ear.
No,
I don't know if it's Luke. I don't know if it's Russ. I don't know if it's Peyton. Or somebody. Vinny Goodtimes, who we just saw here not too long
ago. Yeah, thank you for the focus, Vinny Goodtimes.
But just somebody, it's like, hey, you might want to.
Well, that's an interesting take by you because, like, today's a day that I wish Luke was on with Ennis. Because I'd love to hear Luke Hancock's reaction to stuff like this because I think it'd be very similar to the way that a guy like Mark Pope or Cameron Mills or Derek Anderson or Ron Mercer or Tony Delk, the way they felt about Patino, and they've been very open about it, that, you know, even when he's at Louisville, they're like, hey, coach is my guy. Like, he is.
They put the rivalry stuff aside.
They did, because of what he did for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like guys like Peyton Siva and Gorgui Dieng and all those players that Patino grew so close to and loved during that time would be of the same mind. Now, I'm not saying Luke Hancock's going to go on with this and be like, yeah, he's right. He's going to be like, look, do I agree with what Patino said? Absolutely not. I think that was, as Brother Rutherford said, 6 or 7 bridges too far. But at the same time, I'm not going to view him differently from a personal aspect of all this.
Yeah, and I think that's the takeaway. But, like, that's somebody, I mean, let's be honest, that's probably one of the Cardinal blogs, and a lot of people will read that.
Oh, it is the Cardinal blog. Sorry, Blank.
God, did I step on that?
Sorry, Blank.
God, I think I stepped on that. Sorry. Damn it, Phil. That is the Cardinal blog.
I'm sorry. Crunchzone.com.
The damage is already done. But these are some of the things that I think it's up to players or business people around this park got to get in his ear and be like, hey, if you ever like want to make sure this is good, let's tread a little
tone it down a little bit. All right, let's read some text and then we'll take our first break. Texter, Maddie Bang's reports from the trial were pure gold. Texter, Strebel, how do you feel about Locke defending Patino and coming for talks? Oh, man, is that going on right now?
I haven't seen this.
Oh, boy. Phil's on it. Zach's on it. We got two of our best men on it. Texter, Lou will never understand that they will always be the bridesmaid and not the bride. Inferior complex disorder from Lou fans as usual. Texter, holy cow. Streams is pandering to Patino and begging him to like his tweet, and you want to make fun of Louisville fans. Oh, it's tongue-in-cheek. Come on. Texter, the host on KSR say Kentucky is Camelot and Louisville is blame a lot. Something that rhymes with blame.
I got
you. Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, you catch the drift there. Oh, yeah. Texter, imagine telling UK fans 8 years ago they liked Patino more than Cal. That's a great text. Great text. Texter, Stoops literally left UK and came back more loved. Both he and Patino are the same guy. Slime loves slime. Dexter, Pat Kelsey going to put a lot of mother bleepers in their place. Screw Patino and BBN and Memphis State. Anyone can get it this year. Keep that same energy when he says stinking wow when you're 6-5. Just I hope you tweet that. Dexter, you're also obsessed with Pat Kelsey. Well, he's a Louisville coach. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just ignore him? Of course I'm going to talk about Pat Kelsey. Did you see what's going on between Locke and Tox? Did you see anything?
No, I was looking for it. I didn't see it. So was it the reply, Locke and Tox?
Yeah.
I'm on the stage. Did we not follow Tox on that?
I got it. Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. I'll find it. Because Tox was in my DMs today. He's so mad.
Okay, I found it.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so Sofaro said, Justin Sofaro. It started with Sofaro.
Sofaro!
We finally reached the point where Tox was right. Time to fully move on. Basically, talk about from Rick Pitino. Quote tweeted,
because Tox has always hated Pitino.
Tox was wrong, but it was ignorant to think attitudes like this ensured Rick will never get over when it comes to UofL. Tox's disdain has became a self-fulfilling prophecy. I didn't like him when he was here. UofL fans' behavior toward this man over the years has been shameful. when here, he was always strong. Yeah, he was always speaking highly of UK, and it made me sick. Then he bleeped over our program and has the nerve to get butt hurt when he got fired. Bleep Rick Pitino.
Whoa, man, some strong words there.
There is a growing sentiment of that, though. Like, everything transpired in the Kenny Payne stuff, like, you had the 80s guys blaming the previous regime for that.
Right.
And that's where it gets fascinating to me. It's like the Pat Kelsey experiment that's like, look, you can't blame anybody.
No.
You ain't blaming the 80s guy. You're not blaming Rick. You're not blaming Chris Mack. You're not blaming Matt Bevin in the board. It's on Pat Kelsey and his staff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll continue with the show. We have we haven't talked about the draft last night yet because of this salacious news, but we'll talk a little bit about the draft and Reed Sheppard, Antonio Reeves, and Kyle Filipowski sitting in the green room, which made me eternally happy. What a great couple of days. I mean,
you listened to the Conspiracy Theory podcast.
Yeah,
drinking
absolutely.
Beer on your deck.
Yeah.
I mean, the summer of Strebel just continues.
It continues. It's not the summer of Beaner. Summer of Beaner is at a whole nother level. I mean, Nashville, yeah. Miami, Vegas. I can't compete with that. But I'm doing my best.
He went to a soccer match last night.
I know. I heard. Yes. He's like, I had no idea what was going on. The Uber driver told him about it.
I have a great tweet in my DMs that I cannot say on the air, but I'm going to show you during the break.
Oh, yeah.
So for the two of us, you'll
get to see. Sorry, listeners. I'll get the goodies. All right. If you're suffering from low testosterone, if you are, how do you know? Well, you know by the following. Decrease in your libido. That's your sex drive. Putting on weight. Less productivity at the gym. If you're sleeping poor. You're feeling tired all the time, fall asleep after dinner, you have that annoying brain fog, or you're just kind of feeling sad or depressed, go to tristatemenshealth.com. Take that low T quiz on their website. It's painless. 10 questions, yes or no answers, about 2 minutes, and that'll at least give you an idea of where you are with your testosterone, okay? And after that, go to tristatemenshealth.com and schedule your consultation. It's $99. It'll take about 30 minutes. A licensed medical provider will review your results with you and kind of get you on the best track, go through a plan with you, and then if you sign up for testosterone that day, the $99 fee is waived altogether. So there's no need to wait. Go ahead and do it now. If you want to feel better, you want to get back into the bedroom and wanting to do the damn thing more often, go ahead and go to tristatemenshealth.com or call them at 800-900-9654.
You're listening to The Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, that was back when Perrin Johnson was in the studio and the three of us were chanting Jerry Eves. That's right. When people used to like Jerry Eves and Kenny Payne, and that is a thing of the past, as is Rick Pitino's love affair with Louisville fans and vice versa. Thing of the past. All right, Soccer City tonight, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 1057. So they'll be on right after me, and then Reds and Cardinals, 7:15 p.m. on ESPN 680, 1057. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. So the second round of the draft, Phil Baker with me today in the Liquor Barn Studio. Zach Cantrell on the ones and the twos, doing a great job. The second round's getting ready to pop off here soon.
Okay.
What were your big takeaways from draft night as Reed Sheppard goes three, not Antonio Reeves, Rob Dillingham goes eight, but he gets traded to, oh boy. Well, anyway, he gets traded to the Timberwolves to eventually, I guess, be flipped the keys from Mike Conley, and he can share the backcourt with Anthony Edwards, which is a scary prospect for the rest of the NBA. Some good stuff. So, your overall takes, Phil.
Antonio Brown's commentary on Stacey Shepard. That's my analysis of the NBA first round.
That's not Old Man Winter. Who was that?
Oh, the Martin Short character?
No, what was his official name in the Santa Claus 3?
Was it Jack Frost?
Jack Frost. You're exactly right. I believe it was Jack Frost, which is a terrible movie. It's an awful movie.
I don't think I ever got around to seeing it. But just like you and Anna were glowingly talking about yesterday.
Yes.
How do these guys come off the bench? I mean, that's another thing. Paul Pierce apparently today, this is where... This can tie into the Dieter anger toward the NBA draft broadcast and whatnot.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce didn't know that Jeff Shepard was Reed Shepard's father.
How do you get a job on television covering these guys? And that your job is to know who these guys are and their stories and their background. Paul Pierce, is there anybody worse on TV than Paul Pierce?
Well, I would argue he probably got the job from his Instagram Live. That probably got him fired from ESPN.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That I think he is must listen to analysis if he is going to bring that to the table. The NBA, it used to be the top market here locally. I don't even know if they do it metered based off the top cities that watch it anymore. But Reed Sheppard, Rob Dillingham, I'm going to love that with him and Anthony Edwards, as you've alluded to. But yeah, just to kind of see where some of the other guys go, the Trenton Flowers component, able to go the second round, where you alluded to Justin Edwards,
Antonio Reeves still hanging around.
You could see. You had the guy that went overseas that played at, was it New Zealand or Australia, that was supposed to go to Texas, but then he spurned
AJ Johnson,
spurned Louisville live. Yes. And I was like, oh yeah, that's him.
That was so. When that happened, Andy and I were at the German American Club.
That's right. It was for the beer fest.
Oktoberfest.
Right?
Yeah, it's Oktoberfest.
Michael Moeller, shout out.
Shout out Michael Moeller. But we were sitting there, and that story hit right before we got on air. And that was the same Louisville Live where Purvis showed up and cried. No, he didn't cry, but fans cried, and he and KP embraced, and it was the same one where Jack Carlos said F Kentucky in front of Dan McDonald, and Dan McDonald was horrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that. What a great Louisville Live. I really can't wait for them to bring that back. I can't wait for the news stories that'll come out about that.
You're a terrorist.
I am.
And rightfully so. You get the reason, you have the reasons and the loaded to be there. So, just like with all the forward players, Keeneland, Dan. Just basically saying that if Dalton Knecht was a Croatian, he'd be a top three player.
That was great.
I mean, look, Twitter's built for stuff like this.
Yeah, NBA and NFL draft is when Twitter's at its best.
And Drew was not happy with the broadcast.
No,
he was like, why do you even have Jay Billis on? He was texting me. He's just like, what is this? I'm like, honestly, the ESPN radio broadcast isn't terrible, but I lost Drew when I told you who was all there. Seth Greenberg.
Yep. And?
PJ. Carlos Vo. Alan Hahn, who's not bad.
Yeah.
Corey Alexander.
Yeah, Corey Alexander's a deal breaker.
We know how Double D and Blank feel about Corey Alexander.
Yeah, they're not the most glowing things to say. The Calipari angle was obviously
fascinating. How did I forget that? The best night in Arkansas basketball history,
He was shining last night. He looked great. He was with Reed and Rob's moms in the green room taking pictures. You know how Cal loves to kiss the moms. Graduation night for Reed and Rob. All the things, and he was on the microphone. He was talking about how this is his legacy. It's not about championships. It's about how many men he helped along the way, or how many people he helped along the way. And this was hilarious. So last night, the Arkansas Razorbacks tweeted this out.
It's such a pathetic graphic.
It's the most what it reminded me of? I'm going to tell you.
I know exactly.
I know exactly.
Can I finish the sentence for
you?
Go ahead. All right. This is when Louisville basketball put out the Jason Tatum, Peyton Pritchard, Carl Anthony Towns, Josh Jamison, Nolan Smith, the Dream Chasers.
The Dream Chasers.
It's exactly, you're 100%
with
right.
With all these players that didn't step foot at Louisville other than to go there and beat them.
That was my first red flag. People go back to, you had not leaning into the history of the Donovans and the, and look, I mean, I know compared to Kentucky, they're ants in on an elephant's buttocks compared to that. But it's leaning into, Purvis went number one. Sure. You had the opportunity through your former teammates. You could have put KP up there.
Daryl Griffith went number two.
Yeah, you could have had some.
Wes Unseld went number two. In the draft.
But
yeah, Terry Rozier.
I saw that and I said, "What a poverty program to do that."
As I say, well, what Arkansas did last night is they tweeted out all the years in a row, which is from 2008 to the present, where John Calipari. It says here a player coached by @CoachCalArk. Has been selected in 17 straight NBA drafts as a picture of him in Arkansas gear. And you're exactly right, Phil. You know, probably better than anybody around here how my mind works. And I thought about Dream Chasers and all the players that, again, never stepped foot in Louisville, but Kenny Payne and Nolan Smith and company decided to highlight. And Arkansas do this. Another poverty program. All right, let's do this.
Oh, God. Look at you. But he looks high as can be in that photo, by the way.
I'm high in the clouds. All right, let's go ahead and do this. Our old man Ryan's on the phone.
The only way he can come on is if he does his Adolf Rupp impersonation.
Yes,
my foot down.
Yeah, that's the gauntlet. So let's go ahead. Let's bring him on. Old man Ryan, hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
How you doing, Strebel?
We're doing great.
I want to do Rupp. We didn't want to play him straight schools because we didn't have nothing to gain and everything to lose.
There we go. That was good. Okay. You passed the test.
Now,
okay, so what's on your mind?
I went to the Fairdale pool the other day. Grandson went up there, daughter went up there, and a couple of women up there. And I got long white hair, and they told me I look like, it's kind of blonde in summer. They told me I look like Italian guy, Fabian, or whatever his name is. Italian guy, you know what I'm talking about? He was popular one time. Yeah, he's a has-been.
Fabio?
Now, I think, but Fabio,
there you go.
But, hey, I'm better looking than him. I'm not trying to brag, but his hair is straight. My hair is real thick. But I just want to say this, Strebel, that I appreciate you having me on. Coach Pitino, I know he did stuff wrong. We all done stuff wrong, but he was one of the greatest coaches, and he did. He brought Kentucky back. Coach Cal brought us back. And I'm going to forgive them both for what they've done. I am a Christian, try to be a Christian. And Pitino, even when he was at Louisville, you got to remember he had some good teams. And some of the Louisville teams were really good, and Cal beat them. But Cal had his number. But I think he's a great coach. He helped Coach Davenport get a job over at Bellarmine. He always talked to that, said, Coach Davenport could get a head coaching job. And Terry Miners told him a long time ago not to go to Boston, that they wouldn't like him up there. And he went anyway. But if he were to stay at Kentucky, they talk about Coach K. How many championships you think he would have won at Kentucky if he'd stayed there? and never left anything. But thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. I'd like to meet old man Ryan in person. I've never met him in person.
I did at Knights Hall at a Bellarmine basketball game. He was wearing a NASCAR jacket.
Let's go!
I can't remember who that it looked. Probably a Tony Stewart one, if I had to guess. But he was wearing a jacket there, and he was like, I'll take a Pep. I'm doing a terrible impersonation of it, but he wanted like a Pepsi or popcorn. I was like, that's old man Ryan.
That is old man. Let's go!
But he has long white hair. He is radio star
old man Ryan. Let's read a couple texts here. We'll take a break, get to the Blitz. We have all three guests on today. Texter, don't forget Reed Shepard's dad name is John. I didn't see that last night. John Shepard. Yes. How does that happen?
Look, I would encourage you, and I'm assuming it's on ESPN audio and radio. If you're listening to the fine programming here, it's about to start. We'll give you updates. We'll do live listenings. But Shams, they do theirs on the FanDuel network, and they do it with the Field of 68. If you want the college basketball guys and not somebody fake taking it, about the Croatian kid across the pond. If you want college basketball bennies, you can find it around the draft.
Yeah, there's all kinds of programming. Texter, what does Phil mean when he says __Baker? I can't find him on X.
Just Phil, ____Baker. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm working on it. This guy, the normal Phil Baker, hasn't tweeted since 2008, and Elon Musk and all the bells and whistles he has with that apparently lets him keep account. I don't know what to tell you.
Texter, James, did you know Jason Entz is applying to be the dietitian for United States soccer team? Please wish him luck.
Leave my boy Entz alone.
Good luck, Entz. Texture, I did an eating popcorn gif after Locke's response and Sofro deleted it. Oh, no! Man, come on.
Censorship.
Let's go. Texture, he had laser removal to remove the cardinal bird. No, he didn't. I was just kidding. I would love it. Texture, Streeble, I love the show. I feel you should know that Jason Entz was just escorted out of the public library for searching online nudes of Ronaldo. Thank you. Those are two different texts about Entz.
Different numbers,
Look
at all this Entz slander today.
This guy tweets nothing but Jason Entz.
There's one guy that just does Jason Entz jokes.
Is that guy?
Okay, oh, yeah. The other guy just was doing the Jason Entz thing. I don't know why, but it was great. Texter, on a side note, who is going to keep blank on point tomorrow morning with Drew, with no Drew? Tell Sofro just to hit record at about 7:03 a.m. Yeah, it's going to be must listen radio.
Yeah, I was talking to Lightsey in the back. He's getting ready for the birth of his little man.
And he is.
And it's like in the next 2 weeks or so. So he's like, yeah, should be there. But if not, Ethan Moore in his 7:30 time slot.
Be prepared. That's gonna be hot.
Be prepared to stay on the line for a little bit because Blank is going to take a flamethrower to everything that Drew has been able to rein him in on, and he's just
he's going to be Blank uncensored tomorrow.
Yeah,
let's go. Wow. No offense, Drew. You would have been the level head. I wish Drew was on tomorrow because
I got a feeling he may make an appearance. I feel like this is they're networking out in Vegas for the UFC fights conferences that are out there. But I feel as if he may need to expect. This is near and dear to his heart.
Oh yes,
I mean this is right in his because look, he says he's wearing a Minnesota shirt.
Yeah,
for Richard Petito.
Yeah,
led the charge to try to get Richard here.
He did,
and then you got the components of one of the investors of the station with Focus is Fritz. It was the one that got into a day at Hurley of Rick Petito.
Yep.
At St. John, so this has double D written all over tomorrow. I think he may make an appearance.
3 full hours of nothing but this. That's what Diener and Blank would have done.
Right in his wheelhouse.
Yes, this has Drew Diener's name written all over. All right, we got to take a break so we get the Blitz and make sure all three guests get their due time. But let's talk about our good friends at BJ Heating and Cooling. That's the BJ Heating and Cooling that I use, that I love, that I trust. They're the HVAC experts in the area. They're a factory authorized brand dealer, and they'll do whatever it takes to make those rooms enjoyable. Again, it's hot out here again, so hopefully your AC unit is up to snuff and doing what it's supposed to do. But if it's not, use the people that I use in the past and that I trust. I have one of those Bryant systems myself, and it's fantastic. The house feels great. You walk in from this steamy Ohio Valley weather, and it's like a rush of cool air hits my face. It's completely relaxing and enjoyable. Give them a call today. Schedule a free estimate. Get 0% financing for 3 years with a approved credit. BJ Heating and Cooling, locally and family owned. They're celebrating over 40 years of servicing here in Kentucky in a BJHeatCool.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.